The goal is to bring you your next favorite band.
Thanks for having us. This is a very cool show.
So through many iterations, and it finally, we finally landed on the weirdest one by far.
Just a couple of feelings, and boom, you got a song.
I remember this one time. I had been writing some songs, and I went out. I went out, and so I was.
The story's longer than the song itself. We'll go ahead and play it.
And listen, it's going to be everybody's favorite band. Welcome to Your Next Favorite Band. That's both the show title and our promise to you. We here at Stereophilia Studio are tireless in our pursuit of finding incredible, genre-defiant artists who are either a hot, up-and-coming band or a group that has been delivering for years but have flown under the radar. This episode, enjoy all of the exclusive musical performances performed live on our show from May through August 2023. Each month, we will bring you live streams, audio podcasts, and perhaps even a live concert where you can listen to the stories and hear the music of artists personally curated by us based on what we feel will be worthy of your time. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to each episode because the possibilities are endless and you never know who will be
your next favorite band. Slow down, performed by Tedious and Brief.
And so I heard a rumor that you might be able to play that song live today.
You heard correctly. Yes.
Excellent. So what we'll do is we'll come off the screen and then you can talk about this song, set it up however you'd like, and then kind of and just take it wherever you would like to perform today.
Sweet. Sounds good.
So Slow Down by Tedious and Brief.
Awesome. All right, let me adjust here. So this song, it's about relationships and let me move this guy here. It's about like Parker and I and just being in a spot of like, you know, there with every relationship, there's like, it's a path, it's up and down. And this one is just about like, not really in an up time, not really in a down time, just like a middle time. Of like, I don't know, I feel like something's not totally right. Like, we just need to figure it out. Nothing crazy. It's not drama. It's just talking about like a really real thing that all relationships go through. So yeah, I just chose to perform this one because I like how it translates onto just acoustic. So yeah, here it is. Slow down. Thought it'd be good. I thought it'd be better than this. These questions bring waves of hidden feelings under the mess. I've been weighed down cause I thought you were mine to keep. It turns out I'm wrong. Your mess is bigger than me. I didn't think it would take your time. I thought we would have worked this out. My mess comes out in yours. Baby, maybe we need to slow it down. Baby, maybe we need to slow it down. And I've been thinking about it all night. Trying to tell myself that just because we're gonna fight doesn't mean we're not alright. We'll figure it out. And now we just need to slow down. I know it's hard, I know it's a lot to take. You're doing just fine, better than me any day. You've been weighed down, the weight of this life on your own. But I think it's time that you stop walking alone. I didn't think we'd be here by now, just two kids on a winter day. 4 years seem shorter somehow, baby, maybe we need to slow it down. Baby, maybe we need to slow it down. And I've been thinking about it all night. Trying to tell myself that just because we're gonna fight doesn't mean we're not alright. Figure it out. Now we just need to slow down. And I can't change you. And I don't want to. And I just need you to be on my team too. And I've been thinking about it all night. I'm trying to tell myself that just because we're gonna fight doesn't mean we're not alright. Doesn't have to be this hard, and we fought so long to make it this far. So help me when I'm down, let's turn it around, cause this isn't who we are. We'll figure it out, but now we just need to slow down.
Thank you.
Gosh, that is a touching version of that. That is wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so glad we did that. I mean, it sounded amazing.
Sick. Good. Okay.
Yeah. I think you're going to really like it when you listen back to it, because awesome. It came across really well, and it just was so heartfelt. I mean, it's just, completely different take on that song. I mean, that's amazing.
You're right. It does translate well. As you mentioned that. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Valentine by Weedus.
Okay.
And if some God ever finds me here, Won't you please? gentlemen, Shook Daniel.
When love knocks you down by the Tisberries.
Rumor has it you'd be able to play a song for us today.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do it now. Okay. If you need a moment to tune or whatever.
Yeah. Probably just a second, just to make sure everything's plugged in, good to go.
Cool.
Sound good?
Yep. Sounds good.
Got guitar.
And what we'll do is we'll come off the screen so you can have center stage if you want to intro the track and then any other stories behind it, and we will enjoy.
Sweet. Yeah, let me just...
Tyler Acey.
Get this tuned. All set? Yeah, so,
you're all set to go. Sorry.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I forgot you couldn't hear me when we're backstage.
Yeah, so this is a song from Exile on Main Street. It's called When Love Knocks You Down. And it was very nice of Steven Van Zandt from the E Street Band. We mentioned Bruce a couple times tonight. Picked this song as one of his coolest songs of the week on his Underground Garage radio show, which was super cool. And he said my name on the air, which was a totally surreal experience. So, yeah, he said the Tisberries. This is When Love Knocks You Down by the Tisberries. Do you feel like you're running out of time? You shot the moon and you're losing your mind. This providence was promised by fools, and you've been jaded by the rich and the cruel. So if you're locked in silence on an ocean of violence, when those tears you were crying came to town, and I'll pick you up when love knocks you down. The bends take a tender age to bloom. Both love and death barge into the room. The dream you tossed was falling away, like a voice in your head, like a moth to a flame. So if you're locked in the silence on an ocean of violence, when those tears you were crying came to town, and I'll pick you up when love knocks you down. Disappear like a shadow in a glass house. Will everything go back to how it was before? You dread the days you spent alone in darkened rooms, but I will try. We'll flip it over and move forward from the night. So if you're locked in the silence on an ocean of violence, when those tears you were crying came to town, then we don't have no money, and our faces look a little funny, and those tears we were crying,
they came to town. And I'll pick you up when love knocks you down. When love knocks you down.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was stunning.
Thank you so much.
Great, great song. And what an honor to have that played live. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Routines by Sean Barna.
Well, I think this is a good moment, too, because this brings a whole bunch of this elements together. And you had said you might be able to perform routines today on the show. A couple different things about it. Obviously, you just talked about where it was written and Adam's kind of involvement there to sing on it and Dave's producing. But this song is also about, if I understand it right, your mother working through the grief of losing her son. Is that correct?
Yeah. So,
and we'll let you speak to it. We'll put you here and we'll come off the screen so you can have center stage.
Yeah. Okay. If, whatever you want. I'm going to tune this again. Basically, I was talking to Franz Nicolai once. We were doing a house show together. He's in the Hold Steady. And he said, "You're going to get tired of writing about yourself." And I was like, "How could I possibly?" But he got me thinking. And I decided to start with an image of my mom on the porch. And it's not a porch that has been in her family. It's a porch that we bought. There used to be a time where families would stay in their house for generations or whatever. We moved to Florida and that wasn't the case. So it's just something lost when you move and moving on generations. And it's a song about loss and grief and how kind of like can't blame anybody for anything when they're going through something like that. So. Good enough for rock and roll. This woman, she just sits on the porch, a house and daddy didn't build. She's been missing her mother today, as she does when she notices the birds. And the tattoo on her leg, it's my brother's name. She says, "Fuck me, losing him still hurts." She says, "I'll burn this cigarette until the day I die." She's got her routines and there ain't no one stopping his face. Now she shouldn't have favorite book. Doesn't matter now. She did the best she could. And when her baby comes home, she stays in the other room. I guess when you love in doubt, sometimes it's the distance that gets you through. Not a goddamn day goes by where she don't know what he tells her to do. She's got her routines down there, ain't no stopping this. Now she's got her routines down and no stopping this freight train now. Oh, and now we better all strive. I don't know
And I'm better off a line that she can't say for sure. Now we're better off today. And the day her sweetheart died. My, oh my, oh my, oh my. And when she is in the mood, she'll talk about skipping school, 15 and drunk, out on the catwalk. Guess when you can see the highway out the window of your childhood bedroom, you can never leave too soon. Guess everyone needs to decide for themselves what it is. A mental door. She says I regret almost everything, but I'm so glad that I had you. She's got her routines now. Ain't no one stopping this freight train now. She's got her routines down. There ain't no one stopping this freight train now. She's got her routines down there. Ain't no one stopping this freight train now.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
That is a wonderful, wonderful song and a terrific performance. Thank you for so much for sharing that.
Thanks. Yeah.
The Be a Man Overture and Disco Nap by Sean Varga.
Do you, if you want to hear another one, I'm glad to play it. I don't know what your time restrictions are or whatever. But.
I mean, we would love to hear it. So, but I also want to be sensitive to, I know you have a performance tonight and stuff like
the
that.
The last one of a 2.5 month tour, I'm going to be drunk and I have some steroids. It's going to be just fine.
Well, terrific. Why don't we, so you were talking about playing Disco Nap, right?
Yeah.
A disco nap, again, I had to look this one up. It was like kind of like, I guess you go out and then you need a little bit of a nap before you go out again. Is that what a disco nap is?
Disco nap, yeah. Short nap, basically, like a power nap. Sure. But is there anything else you associate with the disco era?
Yes.
There's multiple ways to feel energized. How about life?
That's what I kind of wanted to make sure that
nobody's actually sleeping on this record. Okay,
no, I got you.
Put that out there.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. So we'll come back off the screen again. Anything else you want to share about the track or whatever? Thank you.
If I feel some kind, I'll share. I wrote this on Adam's piano too. So the album opens with "Be a Man," basically, which is the song he and I co-wrote later, the faster version. But it opens with "Be a Man" and "Disco Nap." But I wrote it on Adam's piano, and I have the voice memo, and it sounds funny because my voice is shot because I'm hungover from cat sitting in my birthday. Yes, I would have written that probably 4 years ago, 3 years ago today, right around now. Okay. This is how my album starts, except for it's not on piano at this in this version. And if you walk through the fire, would you notice? Would you look back and see your way in? And if you tired, would you notice that you've got a life to live and it's for real? To sit here for a while, I'll try not to think. Sit here, darling, sit here, darling, and be a man with me.
sit here for a while. I'll try not to drink. Sit here, darling, sit here, darling. Be a man with me. Come with me and walk ourselves down Jane Street. Last night was a bitch, that guy just wouldn't leave. So I finally told him, if you're at my grief bar, then baby, you found my scene. No. I'm not enough. With all these bars and hospitals, can't keep my head up. So I take a little disco now. Take a little disco now. Oh, the king of hearts, when you just wanted a queen. I gave you an audience, what's in it for me? Baby, I could use a pack of cigarettes. Knife and going hard, but I still have some left. I will always be on daddy's little girl. And I will always hide my bruises with my best pearl. So come a little closer. Just come a little closer. I like it when you're dancing. Come a little closer. Now do it with some feeling. I like it when you're dancing. I'm looking cause you showed me. I just like it when you're dancing. She ran out from the bathroom and ran into the street. Thank you for the audience. Now, baby, let's leave.
Thank you so much. Man, that's a powerful song. And a great, again, wonderful performance there. It's just so awesome to see, like, you know, you just throw yourself right all into it.
Well, I don't have me playing drums on the record with me live, so I have to, except for the other night, so I have to just go for it.
Shaman Part 2 by Galen Deary.
You know, with depression and anxiety and all of these flare-ups of physical health being, you know, so compromised, so how can we use this power of music to inspire people to, like, and inspire myself to, like, take health seriously, take mental health seriously, and... Yeah, so that song, Shaman, is definitely it's a journey. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you said you might be able to play it. Yeah, definitely check it out. Because obviously that's the way you intended it to be, this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to hit play on that first part and then the second part and the third part, mm-hmm. you got to go listen to it that way. But you might be able to play some of it today.
Sure, yeah.
That would be so cool.
Of course, yeah.
If you had some other song you want to play, by all means.
This was Phil's favorite song, so he made a special request, so we're going to do it.
That's awesome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop out of here so that you have center stage, and if you want to kind of scoot your chair over so you're nice and in front of the microphone and stuff.
All right.
So great. And just so beautiful. I mean, like.
And thank you, man.
Yeah.
It's just music, and it's coming through, and it's such a blessing to carry the songs, and, like, I'm just, you know, I'll continue to do it as long as the calling is, you know, the loudest voice on my shoulder.
Nothing to Me by Bren.
So if you want to grab your axe.
Yeah.
And then we'll just have you kind of intro each song, and we'll take a listen.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Do this one. I like these. These are nice. Get me a pair of these. Okay, folks. I'm going to play a song called Nothing to Me. We mentioned a little bit earlier about writing songs about some past exes, if you will. So this one's one of those. Till you are home, don't.
keep at your feet. So if it's nothing to you, then it's nothing to me. Crying in your bed while you're in the bathroom, it's easy when you're getting what you want. But it's too late for flowers. I've already wilted, and all my leaves are tangled on the floor. So I left, 'cause I want something more.
Yeah, so this next one is called Prom Dress. This was my first song out as Bren, but it's a happier one. You know, I had a really terrible first relationship in my life, and I feel like I missed out on all of these kind of movie moments that you romanticize as a teenager, and then I was able to have some nice moments with somebody after that. I was not meant to be, but I wrote this at that point, so it's a little bit lighter.
I'm good. me swimming in my prom dress. I only wore it once. Sneak out of the window, even though I might be caught. Go to all the parties just to pack it up and leave. Cause baby, you're a movie that I swear I've never seen.
Anybody else emotionally wrecked after Nothing to Me?
I definitely am.
Every time.
What an honor to have you play. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, totally.
Panic Attacks by Fox Royale.
I do. Sorry. All right. So I'll talk to the camera. This song is called Panic Attacks, and it's about when I dropped out of college to join a band right as my parents were getting a divorce, and I lost my scholarship because they both worked at that school, and I was like, I want to be in a band, and I just started living in a van and touring, and was kind of questioning whether that was a good idea at some of those weird shows I was talking about. This is Panic Attacks.
Original mind's just wasting my time. New people, same type. The jokes don't sit right. Is it gonna pay off if we all had enough? We keep looking back at the cliff as we jump. We hope the water feels amazing, but we might just fall, lose our bodies and then some. And the panic attack comes from way down low. I can't quit now, I guess I'm out of control. The panic attack's just riding into the show. There's a fire underfoot and it's burning my soul. See your ex-wife, love the fake nice, same story, new side, the hate. Don't feel right if you're both giving up or needed a break. Maybe get together just to cry and to pray, cause you were happier once. And then came the rain, washed away what you were feeling, started tossing the blame. Panic attack comes from way down low. I can't quit now, I guess I'm out of control. The panic attack's just riding into the show. There's a fire underfoot and it's burning my soul. I know that I need some, and I'm hoping that my situation soon will improve. Would it all be different if I never had moved? I wanna come talk, but I don't understand. I wanna be a better person, not sure if I am. Wanna find me a woman, not sure if I can. Are my bad habits keeping me from being a man? And the panic attack comes from way down low. I can't quit now, I guess I'm out of control. The panic attack just riding into the show. There's a fire underfoot and it's burning my soul.
Thank you.
And that is one of those tracks that isn't out there right now, right?
Yeah, maybe never.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it is it's one of those ones where like crowds love it, and then you got to come to a show to see it.
Patchwork by Archive.
But just to give people a flavor for Archive here, and then you guys have said you could perform today, which, is that still true?
We actually were planning on playing Patchwork, not to like, you know, throw the trains off the track, but...
I will not hit play. Let's get a live version of it.
Want to get a live version?
That would be amazing.
Right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do that, and then we can chat about...
Sounds good.
Yeah, the history. All right. And do you need more room? I can get you more room.
I'll be okay. I'll stand up here, yeah. And then I'll check
that. Does that work? All
right, I can't wait for this.
All right.
I'm so proud. Ladies and gentlemen, Arca.
This is Patchwork, acoustic version.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
I'm so honored. That is amazing. Wow.
So, here. Share some music.
I know, seriously. Whoa. Like, just mind-blowing stuff.
Acceptance by Rachel Anna Dobkin.
But let's have you play something.
Great, I would love to.
Yeah, so you and I are going to hop out of here. We'll let Rachel have the... Yes. So what are you going to end up playing? You can intro it if you'd like.
I'm trying to decide. I might do the... I think I will do the title track off my new record.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's just make sure I'm in tune. Oh, this is exciting. I feel like you guys are in my living room. Oh, it's already out of tune.
Yeah. I'm sure it's the change in humidity from the drive to here.
Yeah. Also, I don't really play my acoustic that often, so... Okay, so this is... So you want me to intro it?
Yeah.
Cool. So the new record's called Acceptance, and people think that this is a song about a relationship, but it's really about the most important relationship, which is your relationship with yourself.
Oh, nice.
And finding all the answers within. So something I struggle with... enormously. I write songs to remind myself of certain things. So, yeah, this is called Acceptance.
Until you swim and you play until you win, hoping now will be the time that you finally feel.
vibes.
No, so. It was so great.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was amazing. Thank you.
Let's say goodbye to everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Your Next Favorite Band, featuring all of those live performances from throughout the season here of May through August 2023. Would really like to thank all of those performances and the opportunity to capture them from those artists. And let's give a rundown of all of the different artists and guests we had on the show through that season. It started off with Music Pro Insurance. Then it was Gerard Longo and talking about his company, the Underground Music Collective, and the Quinn Spin podcast. Tedious and Brief, the Southside Film Festival, Will Donnelly of Low Cut Connie, Wheatus, Seven Horse Dada Part 2, Suge Daniels, the Tisberries, Sean Barna, and then we headed into the Music Fest month of August, and we had a bunch of highlights from our daily live streams, the Music Fest Exordium, and then the Best of Music Fest episode, which is a great one. I hope you guys all check that one out. It's like 30, 31 bands that we feature in there, all that could possibly become your next favorite band. So lots more great stuff here. All of these episodes are available at our website, Your Next Favorite Band, which is nextfaveband.com. Also, you could find it out on our YouTube channel when you search for Next Fave Band there as well. And we feature a lot of cool stuff on our social media. So if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, then it's at Next Fave Band there as well, and you'll catch lots of cool stuff there. So hope to see you at a live show soon.